Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
Deborah Kinsey, K-I-N-C-Y.
Thank you. Yes, we do have an unusually high call volume at the moment. However, you don't mind giving me just a moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up. It'll take just a moment.
Okay. There is no account. Shouldn't be.
And so that I can make sure that I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
2894 Ritchie Road, Valley View, Texas, 76272.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
All right. Just a certain tone, I guess. So, you know, if you don't hear. What? I just did. I'm on hold, buddy.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
I am showing that there was a trial done of the Loon Active, and how may I assist you?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I was asking how may I assist you?
Well, I only asked for the free trial. That's all I ordered. And then I saw that you had taken $108 out of my account. I didn't agree to anything but the 30-day trial. And I haven't gotten anything, and I don't want anything. I want my money.
Yes, I do apologize. It was nowhere on our site would have been stated it is a 30-day trial. It would have advised you in the terms and conditions that you would be doing a 7-day trial, and if you did not cancel within the 7-day trial, that you would be billed for the product that you received.
Well,
and continue to be shipped out
a
new 30-day supply each month until you cancel.
I don't want it. I didn't see that in the fine print. I want you just cancel the order and give me my money back. That's all I want. That's all I want. Nobody called me. Nobody said anything about sending me something else.
Yes, the charge wouldn't have been for a new shipment. It would have been for the original shipment you received, as it does advise you in the terms and conditions that if not canceled within the 7-day trial, that you would be billed for the product that you received.
Oh, my gosh, the 7-day trial, I get billed for that?
If not canceled within the 7-day trial, as we do send out a full 30-day supply.
I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau, whatever I have to do, because this is not right. I didn't agree to that. And I'm sorry if it was in the fine print. Sorry if I made a mistake, but we don't have that kind of money.
I do completely understand that you would file a dispute, as you have every right to do so. However, if you do file a dispute, they will have to contact us, and we will have to provide them with the terms and conditions showing the charge is legal and valid, and at that point you wouldn't be eligible for any type of refund. However, I am showing that as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund.
35% for a 7-day trial that I already paid for? Are you kidding? That's what you can do? That's not good enough.
Who's running that company?
Yeah, who's it? Man, this is ridiculous. I've never had this kind of trouble from any company.
God dang, just give her money back. That's all we want.
I don't have any product. Are you saying 7-day product I got? Now I have to pay 30 days for it?
Yes, it wasn't a 7-day product. We sent out a full 30-day supply. It is a 7-day trial. However, yes,
that's
ma'am, it does advise you that in the terms and conditions, and you do have to agree to the terms and conditions before we'll allow you to complete the transaction.
My goodness, no wonder your call volume is so high. This is ridiculous. You know, you order a free trial, you pay for it, and you think that's all there is to it. But no, there's a fine print, and we got you. We're going to screw you, because we got you. How many people do y'all do this to? This is ridiculous. I've never had any kind of problem like this with any company. It's ridiculous. I wanted a 7-day trial. That's what I thought I got. This is a really scandalous way to handle a business, doing it that way. It really is. It is scandalous.
I do completely understand how you feel. However, it does advise you of what it is you're signing up for in the terms and conditions. However, as a one-time courtesy, I can apply my discount, which would allow me to bring that up to a 50% refund.
Oh, my God. So my 7-day trial that I paid for, you're going to give me 50% back of something that I thought I already had.
The $5.45 and the $6.45 was not for the product. That was for the shipping. And it would have advised you that if you did not cancel within that trial period, that you would be billed for the product as we do send out a full 30-day supply.
You know, I read it, and I read it again, and I never saw that. I wonder why. Never saw it. Never. I went back and read it again. Never. I never saw it on your current terms and conditions. It must be really fine print. You don't expect companies to do this. You really don't. And that, man, that's what ruins the economy. People salmon people. Oh, it was in the fine print. You didn't get that fine print? Oh, no, that was just shipping. You're going to have to pay for 30 days. That's what we sent you. Not what you thought it was. What we say it was. And we're bigger than you, so we can do it. It's shameless. It really is. Shameless. How many old people do you do this to every day? Apparently a lot. You're pretty busy. It's awful that you're doing this to people. I mean, I'm appalled. I am totally appalled. I'm not an ignorant person. I never saw it. I read the fine print. I never saw it. Can you prove I saw it? That it was on my thing that I read? No. Because I assure you it wasn't on the thing I got. Oh, yeah, you might put it on the shelf. This is what we have. But it wasn't on mine. And can you prove it was on mine?
Yes, ma'am.
No, you can't. You can't prove what I got, what I read.
So, ma'am, it would have been listed in the terms and conditions, and those terms are listed in three different places. However, if you will give me a moment, I can chat with my manager, see if there may be anything else they may be able to do. Is the 50% is all I'd be able to do.
Yeah, I want to talk to somebody else then.
Okay, and I do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my manager, and they did advise me as a one-time courtesy that they will authorize me to be able to issue a 75% refund.
75%. My God. That's not good enough, really, lady. That's not what I asked for. That's not what I want. I assume that was a 7-day trial. But I guess you have to hope you see the fine print or it's even on there when you on your thing that you read, because you're going to say it was. I want all of my money back, please.
I do apologize. However, that is a valid charge. You do have to agree to the terms and conditions.
That's what you're saying. What I've got is what I got. I'm not getting any more. This is what I got.
Right, the account has been canceled, so there would be no future shipments or charges.
Well, there shouldn't be any. I didn't get anything else. Well, I'll just contact my bank. They said to talk to you first and see what I could do, and if not, call them back. So that's what I'm going to do. Contact them.
I do completely understand. If you do file a dispute, they will have to contact us. We will have to provide them
care.
With the terms and conditions
oh,
showing
yeah.
that the charge
sure
is legal and valid.
I'm sure you will. But I got a side too, you know. Like I said, you don't know if I read if it was on my website. You don't know. I don't think it was. I think y'all are scamming people and doing this. It's not a legit thing. The only reason I ordered is because, you know, I thought, oh, my Cuban's behind it. Might be good. I will definitely be telling everybody.
Joe, give me a moment. I can check with my manager and see if there's anything else they can do. It would take just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. They did advise me that they can authorize me to do a full refund, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Honey,
full refund. Well, I should have been recording it, I guess. It was canceled, but
she said a full refund. Let's just call 10:20.